She hadn't given Haridasa a pedicure, but she had seen his feet in the yoga class, and she could tell they were full of chi, life energy. Haridasa was a very spiritual person, a very giving person. She could reciprocate by giving him a massage, which would boost his chi even more. She and Pero were well beyond the village now, and she let the poodle off the lead so that he could scamper where he liked as she sprinted up the hill to the woods. She loved the early morning coolness and quiet, and this was one of her favourite runs because of the view. The whole village was spread out below her, the honey-coloured stone of the cottages glowing in the sunlight, the river flowing gently under Frank's bridge and meandering towards the green hills in the distance. Was there anywhere more beautiful in the world? If there was, she hadn't seen it. She felt sorry for people who lived in town.